Weather here on BBC Radio Bradford. You're here with me, Sanchez Payne. Now, the Yorkshire countryside, we know, it's been a real blessing for most of us this year. And this is as we've navigated around various tiers and lockdowns. The one thing that most of us have been able to do is at least get an hour's worth of fresh air. And do you remember that from the first lockdown? That hour was so, so important. I made sure that I walked in some nice places. I had good scenery around me. I made the most of it. But for those who struggle with mobility issues, it's not always that easy to get out and about. Well, a company called The Outdoor Guide, they found a solution. Gina Bradbury-Fox is the brains behind this, and she joins me right now to tell us more. Gina, thank you for being on the show. This is right up my street, this, because I love going out on nature walks and good scenery, and I believe everyone should enjoy that experience, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on. Yes, we call it in our Bradbury camp, because Julia Bradbury, the face of walking, really, who inspired this many, many years ago for me to do the site. We say that we all need vitamin N, which is vitamin nature, which has really been the most important vitamin through this horrific time for us all. But the Outdoor Guide, really, it's a free online resource for anybody to put a postcode in, see where there are some lovely walks nearby. You know, we've got walks that are for people with wheelchairs, which then turn into walks for people with buggies, because nobody likes a stile or a kissing gate when you've got a baby in a buggy, or a dog that you've got to lift over a stile. It's fine if it's a small dog, but if it's a big dog, it's a pain. And so I created, it is my baby, I created the concept many years ago, and it's growing exponentially, and we are just trying to move around the country and find beautiful walks everywhere. But the key thing that we do is we try to film them, so that especially for people with mobility issues. So I have somebody that works for me, Debbie North, who was a school teacher, and she works with me, and we go and film her on location so that people can see in real time whether they are able to do that walk themselves.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's not just down to creating the walks. It's also, you know, kind of ticking every box, really. You want to make sure you're catering for everyone, but also giving them the chance to see for themselves. You know, you might say it's accessible, but here, this is what it looks like. This is exactly what you're going to see, what you may have to tackle and overcome. Well, this is amazing. Yeah. And I love the vitamin N. And I'll take a large tub, please, Gina.
And it's free. You know, vitamin N is free.
It is. It's free. And even then, I'll still go very broke buying loads of it, because that's what's kept me going, Gina. You know, like you spot on there, you know, for how powerful nature can be. And there's some amazing walks right on our doorstep here in Bradford, actually, in the Bradford region. Yeah, I see one of the favourite on your guide is the Bronte Waterfalls at Top Withens.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've done, you know, we can't get everywhere quickly. It is a slow burn, and it was kick-started by Julia's walks, obviously, on the telly, and then I've expanded from that. So every walk has, as they would say in the biz, a unique selling point, a USP. It has a beautiful view, or it has something that is special about it. So they're the type of walks that we want to put on the site. So it is a slow evolvement of content on the site. But my aim at the moment is that, you know, we have over 2,500 pages now on the website that's free for anybody to look at. But there is a proportion of the country, of the community in every area, who are less fortunate and do not have the basics to go outdoors. And a pair of welly boots in many families is a luxury item. So my aim, I've just built or I've just developed the Outdoor Guide Foundation, and my aim over the next 6 years is to raise, don't faint, £5 million, because I want to donate at least 10 sets of a waterproof jacket and trousers and a pair of Dunlop wellies to every primary school in the UK.
Listen, Gina, I say aim big and reach for the stars. So I didn't faint. I just jumped up to my seat to say, yes, you go, Gina. Yeah. You reach for the stars, because it's for a great cause. And I feel like, you know, even if you don't touch that figure, you'll get closer than if you aim for $100,000.
Exactly. And if local companies or whatever, you know, come, we will spend the money. I can get the suits to the schools. I've done a deal with Dunlop. They're amazing. Another waterproof company that are going to supply me the suits at cost. This is a profit making sort of initiative. But the suits landed at the school, delivered, are 25 quid each. That's all they're going to be. And I will fund the first 10 for every school, so that when maybe little Sanchez is told by the teacher that they, you know, that next week there's a walk out there that they're going on and you don't have the right kit, instead of the teacher having to look in the, you know, lost property, or the teachers having to give those kids the outfits, the school can just go to the pegs and say, don't worry, what size are you? Put this jacket on over your suit, over your trousers, put these welly boots on, and they are not alienated. And there are enough children I know that would benefit from that more than, you know, a lot of other kids who's, you know, it's just the norm for them to be able to put their wellies and waterproofs on. This is for the people who don't have that luxury. And that's my sort of gift back, if you like, for what Julia's done over the last 15 years with the walking programs, is that we want to sort of put that back into the community.
Well, that sounds like an amazing gift. And I'm sure, there's no doubt, little Sanchez would be so appreciative of that. Older Sanchez might be appreciative of something else that you're doing, Gina. Am I right in thinking the Outdoor Guide is even creating its own gin?
Well, it has. Again, you know, there's always a story, Sanchez, with everything that we do. And I was approached by at the Chatsworth Country Fair. Julia was the honorary president there a couple of years ago, as you do. And she was staying in the house with all the family, with, you know, the Duke of Devonshire lording it up. Meanwhile, I was out on the field with, you know, with my stand, sort of showing what the Outdoor Guide was about. And I was approached by the Derbyshire Distillery. And of course, my dad is a Derbyshire lad. Julia started walking in the Peak District when we were very little. And so when they approached me, they said, look, we love what you're doing. Could we make a gin for you? And because of the story and the synergy, I said, yeah, absolutely. And Julia said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go for it. So we now have the little wellies for the children, but a little flask of the Outdoor Guide gin to keep the parents happy.
And you know what it is, Gina? I'm well and truly happy. And I'm sure, you know, many of the older generation that are allowed to enjoy it as well are happy, because they're not only allowing young children across the country to be able to go on these amazing walks, but for the parents, I've had to deal with taking the kids out afterwards, a little tipple of gin. What more could you want? Gina, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And it's the cockle, you know, it's nettles and it's outdoor botanicals. So it's lovely.
So it's just nature and nature.
Nature and nurture. Yeah.
Ooh, we're firing here, Gina. I think we've just created a new tag team. No, but honestly, Gina, it's been amazing to having you on the show and tell us about the amazing things you're doing and just allowing people, because we know that so many people deserve to experience this. So it's great. Everything that yourself and your sister are doing, it's just incredible. Keep it up into the next year, because I know so many people will benefit.
Can I just mention that it's the www.theoutdoorguide.co.uk. It's free.
Of course. And it's on Instagram as well, because I am following. Yeah, and I've
Instagram, Twitter, you name it, we're on it. And the foundation, which is going to be launched properly next year, will also have all its own Twitter and everything. So yeah, we're rocking and rolling for 2021. Let's intake that nature. Let's get that nature. Vitamin N lives.
Vitamin N to the world. Gina, thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend.
Thank you for having me. Take care all. Bye.